This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Manny Machado living up to the first year of his $300 million contract.
Yes.
I'm going to get into that here on Ben and Woods, final hour of the show here on 97.3 The Fan. Mark Grant, Padres television, award-winning television broadcaster.
Best in the country.
Be with us at the bottom of the hour at 8:35. Make sure you stay for that or tune back in. You can always use the radio.com app. You can use your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 97.3 The Fan. I do that at home with our Google Nest when they came by. Now I can do that, and I've done that many times.
As have I.
At home. So you can do that, or just go to our website, 973thefansd.com. Now, if I was Tom Verducci, this is a good baseball article idea.
And it's not a personal article.
No.
I might do the same thing.
Yeah. I might do the same thing.
Hey, this feels like you, actually.
Let's look back. These two guys that were the big stories of the baseball offseason, you know, how big is the contracts going to be for Manny Machado and Bryce Harper? Let's go back and look at it. Before we do that, though, Paul, thank you for reminding me. I do have to give our biggest fan award out. When I give the name, you'll have 10 minutes to call back and win our prize package. So here's the name, Leslie Lewis. Leslie Lewis, you are the biggest fan. Now, call right now. You've got 10 minutes, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We had a winner yesterday. You can, again, claim the prize package. We got tickets to the Padres-Boston Red Sox game coming up on Sunday, August 25th. We've got UCLA-Oklahoma football tickets, and you'll be entered into the grand prize drawing for the trip to Vegas to the Flamingo with the tickets to Paula Abdul. Leslie Lewis, you are on the clock as today's biggest fan. If you haven't entered yet, go to 973thefansd.com/biggest fan, and you can enter. So, yeah, I mean, this is a very logical piece to be doing here near the end of the 2019 season. Did they live up to the first year of their deals? With Bryce Harper, the ruling is almost a clear, yeah, not really. Bryce Harper's not having a terrific season.
It's almost a resounding no, yeah. And especially in Philadelphia.
The ruling on Manny Machado is a lot more nuanced. There's some good, there's some bad, and Tom Verducci broke it down. So, Woods, let's kind of go through what the Padres are getting for their money this year. On the negative side, Tom Verducci immediately points out the only category that Manny Machado leads the National League in,
don't say it,
is grounding into double plays. It's the only thing he's first in the National League. Makes sense. I've seen a lot of them this season. He says Manny Machado's slugging percentage, .483, is down more than 50 points from last year, although it's right around where his career mark of .486 is. So Padres shouldn't be overly surprised by where his slugging percentage is, but it is a little down from last year. Tom Verducci points out that Manny Machado has been bad against right-handed pitching. His OPS plus is just 78. 100 is like baseline, so 78 is below that. That's not good against right-handers. Obviously, he's been very good against lefties. He's also been weak in high-leverage spots.
That's the one that hurts the most.
Yeah. You know, runners in scoring position, close games, no homers. 269 average and 74 plate appearances.
Yeah, and from the seventh inning on, he's been really bad.
Yeah, one of the worst hitters in baseball. And between the seventh and ninth innings, he's hitting just .178.
So Billy Hamilton is first at .156. Harrison Bader, who's been sent down by the Cardinals, is at .167. Albert Pujols, a name you may know, getting a little long in the tooth, is .170. Jurickson Profar, .174, and Manny Machado, .178. Not real company that you want to be in. I've said it before, I'll say it again, probably till this 10-year contract runs out. I won't slander Manny. I love Manny. Manny saved our ass. Manny saved our ass in Ben and Woods. He saved our ass as San Diego sports fans. He saved our ass in really coming here and being the face of the franchise. Has he struggled in his first year? Sure. A lot of guys do that. What you said it at the beginning, it's a nuanced.
Yeah, there's some good as well.
There's some really good as well.
As I mentioned, while the high leverage spots haven't been great overall with runners in scoring position, Manny's hitting .333. He's on pace for 36 home runs, which is just one off of his career high of 37. He's on pace for 97 runs batted in, which he's only had. He had 107 RBI last year. That was a career high. Still an excellent defender out there, making some great plays, some terrific throws over from third base. And what he does really well, he's a great ambush hitter. First pitch fastballs, he hits .427 home runs. But as the count gets deeper and he faces more sliders and curves, that average and those slugging percentages go way down. So, you know, yeah, if you first pitch, you try to get one past Manny, he can turn on it. But, yeah, he hasn't exactly dominated the National League this year.
He hasn't. And, I won't slander that man. But I will say I think he knows he has to be better. I think he knows I think what he's done to – he's definitely helped the culture of this team, which was a big knock on Manny, that he's the cancer and all that. And we've gone to great lengths and really haven't had to prove that that's not the case at all. I think Manny's the target of a lot of unfair criticism, but this isn't really criticism. These are the numbers. These are what they are. And I think it's fair and safe to say that Manny needs to do better. He needs to play better. I'm not going to say for $30 million, I need him to be batting .335 with 40 bombs right now. It's just not the way that it works anymore. And so, he's worth every penny of his contract as far as I'm concerned.
I would love to hear what some Padres fans have to say. Do you think Manny Machado has earned his $30 million this season? 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. I'll tell you right now, I don't think there's a wrong answer to this question, because it all depends on where your expectation level was.
Well, Ben, there is a wrong answer. The guy that calls in and says, yeah, he doesn't even hustle and he doesn't run and he's cancer, that's the wrong answer, because it's not true. That's the stuff that's the national narrative that still is getting played out.
He does lead the National League in grounding into double plays.
So, that doesn't mean that he doesn't hustle.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
how many times has he been hurt?
None. He's there every single day, and that's
wonder why.
That's always what Manny does. Manny gives you 158 games a year. It's his career average. Like, that's what I want from my high-paid third baseman, to make every single play, be a really good hitter, which he is, and can improve in some areas, and just be a great presence in the clubhouse and all that. Worth it. Worth it for Manny Machado to be a Padre at $30 million.
Well, 100%. Let's see. Getting some reaction here on Twitter at Ben and Woods. Friar Phil SD says,
I know Friar Phil.
Do you? Quite frankly, on a personal level, I expected more from Manny Machado than we've seen this season when he comes up to bat.
What's the problem?
All right. Fair. That's fair. You can expect more. I think Manny expects more.
Yeah, but not a ton more.
Not a ton. Yeah, it's not like he's batting .230.
Yeah, he's hitting right around 270.
Yeah, right around 270.
And that's after a big slump that he's been in recently. He was up more 280 to 290, I think, before he went into a slide the last week or so. The home runs, RBI, he hits the ball hard a lot. He does strike out, as does pretty much every slugger in Major League
baseball
now.
Yep.
You know, Fernando Tatis Jr., who we endlessly praise, strikes out is more than anyone right now on the Padres roster, right?
Yep.
He leads the team in strikeouts, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, the first, you know, it's going to take some time. It always does to get comfortable in a new environment. I don't think Manny is the kind of guy that's going to – I don't necessarily think he's pressing either. He's just – it's got to come. You know, it's going to come to him. I've watched that kid play for a long, long time. It's so funny because – I get more excited about Manny Machado every day, and my 18-month-old Bo, it's very weird, and people may not believe it. The kid is obsessed with Manny Machado. and he's 18 months old, and all he does is say, "Mammy, Mammy." I have Instagram videos of him going, "Mammy, Mammy." He calls him Mammy. When he sees his face, he lights up. So recently what we've been doing, he's been screaming at me, "Mammy, Mammy." So I have to open my phone. I have to show him Manny Machado career highlights. He will lie there sucking his thumb watching these for 20 minutes. He will not make a peep, a sound. You watch just how good this kid is. And he's 27 years old. He's one of the best I have ever seen in my entire life. Just go Google it if you don't believe me. Go Google Manny Machado career highlights. He's unbelievable.
I'm afraid
he's gonna be
of
fine.
What happens when Bo gets to his rebellious phase. Because he's got that in him because he's your son.
Correct. How will he rebel? He's like, he loves Ian Kinsler instead or what?
Whoever the Reds is going to start loving the Red Sox. What is he going to do to get under your skin as dad?
I think we're going to be cool. He and I are going to be cool.
Forever?
Yeah, we have a lot of we have a lot in common.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Sorry.
A lot in common.
It's not going to happen. Friar Gal tweets in at us, first year with a new team is usually rough, isn't
yeah.
it? I usually give a free pass first year, especially if changing leagues. Manny earns his money over this first five-year stretch. No need to isolate this year. That's about as forgiving of a take. And there's nothing wrong with that one
and
either.
And I think that's a fair take.
But that's a very forgiving attitude. Again, not like he's hitting 240, you know, with 14 homers. He's hitting 270, and he's on pace for 36. Not bad. Not all-star.
Can be better.
Not
sure.
Not going to be in the MVP race this year. I would like to see, my expectations, I would like to see Manny Machado at least make a push for an MVP award somewhere in the next 4 years. I think he's got that in him.
I do, too.
Don't you?
I mean,
one really strong season?
Go watch the videos, and then you tell me. I mean, again, what he's brought to just those little things that you'd have to be a really hardcore Padre fan that watches every game. Those little things like him going to the mound, him in the dugout, you know, lighting pitchers up, being there for his teammates. Look, I know it's a lot of money. I get it. It's all relative, though. The guy is doing just fine. He's fine, and I love him. He's going to be great. He is great. Nothing to freak out about.
Lone Star Friar tweets one more, and we can get some phone calls as well if you want. 833-288-0973. The fact we have a player worth booing everywhere he goes makes Manny worth the money. This team has been irrelevant nationally for far too long.
Yeah, so he's ours.
It's a lot of $300 million. I want to see a run at an MVP award in the next 4 years. That's what I want to see.
Okay, or what?
Or I'll be disappointed.
Or he's going to hit 330 bombs and play lockdown defense and maybe win another platinum glove.
If he does that, then he'll be in the running for an MVP award. If the Padres are winning and he's hitting 300 with 30 plus bombs and playing great defense, he will be in the running for an MVP award, and I will be very happy.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
All right. If you'd like to sound off, we can get some calls coming up next. 833-288-0973. Is Manny worth the money? All right, let's hit a little phone calls before Mark Grant joins us in about 10 minutes here. Asking the question, do you think Manny Machado has earned his money in his first year with the Padres? A record deal.
Yes.
Mind-blowing deal. No one ever thought around these parts that the Padres would spend what they did on Manny Machado. Yet here we are. First season, the numbers are not bad.
No.
They're also not, like, jaw-droppingly good.
It's really hard to live up to a $30 million a year salary in professional sports. It's really, really, really hard to do.
Let's go out to Greg in Del Mar. Gave us a call at 833-288-0973. Greg, you're on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, bud.
Look, I'm kind of in the same mind that no one's worth $30 million.
Right.
It's a ridiculous amount of money for any one person to earn. However, I think he meets expectations given his track record. I have no problem if this ownership group wants to pay that kind of money. Yeah, you know what you were going to get, and I think we're seeing it.
I couldn't agree more, and I just remember, and I'll never forget, it's one of the highlights, not only of my radio career. I mean, it's definitely the highlight of my radio career, that day that Manny signed. I mean, I'll never forget it. And I think there's a lot of audience members out there that, that started listening to Ben and Woods right then and soon after that won't ever forget it either. This town was a ghost town. There were tumbleweeds rolling through it. Ian Kinsler was going to play some third. Ty France was going to play some third. We were looking to compete a couple years down the road. We had conversations offline, the three of us. What are we going to do next season? How are we going to get through this 162-game season with Ty France and Ian Kinsler and Garrett Richards won't even pitch? What are we doing here? And then that happened, and the whole thing changed.
I think Greg does make a good point in that if you are incredibly disappointed by Manny's numbers this year, then you didn't go into this with your eyes open.
Absolutely.
They're not very far off from what Manny Machado usually did in Baltimore. I don't think the Padres are disappointed in the least bit with Manny Machado, and they're the ones that are writing the check. So keep that in mind for the ones out there who say, yeah, I was expecting more. The people who are writing the check, I don't think expected more. In fact, I think they're feeling like Manny's been even above and beyond what they were kind of hoping for, especially in the clubhouse with some of the young players.
There's no doubt. I mean, just ask your superstar, not even superstar in waiting. You ask your superstar, Fernando Tatis Jr., what do you think of Manny Machado? Okay, there's your answer. Is it worth $30 million? Yes.
Yeah,
done.
Is Tatis what he is already without Manny Machado playing next to him? Probably not.
It just like Manny gave credit to J.J. Hardy and Adam Jones, Tatis gives credit to Manny. We asked him about it. He's like, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Probably doesn't make the opening day roster with Manny there, right?
Right.
I mean, the logic was, you know, I remember Peter Seidler was saying, hey, if we miss the playoffs by one or two games, thinking this is it, we got Manny now, this we're going to make a push. And if they were to miss the playoffs by one or two games and not have Toddy up for those 2 weeks,
correct,
that would have killed
them. Yeah,
killed
and also, them. Hey, they're going to be playing together for a very long time. What's the point of having them start with other guys
next
to them? Let's just get them going right from the very beginning. 833-288-0973. Let's try Rufino in our nation's capital, listening on the radio.com app. Rufino, great to have you on Ben and Woods. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You bet, buddy.
So, what I was saying was I think it is frustrating sometimes to watch them ground into those double plays, but at the same time, whenever one of the young pitchers is struggling, I love seeing Manny come up to him.
Yes,
like just Manny coming up to him and just kind of picking him up a little bit. You see what he does on the dugout. Sometimes it is frustrating, you know. Yeah, $300 million. It's not just the clubhouse culture that is helpful. What he's doing on third base, you know, what he's doing out, on defense is definitely huge. But just seeing the way that he picks guys up, what we were expecting from him with the clubhouse cancer thing, like what we had heard, I love seeing what he's doing. And yeah, I definitely think that point with Tatis is definitely, a huge thing as well.
There's no question about it, man. Great point. And listen, with all the young pitchers that we have coming up, how freaking comfortable are they going to be knowing that that's the left side of their defense? I mean, it's got to be such a load off for those guys, knowing that I've got, you know, platinum glove winner, multi-gold glove winner, and future gold glove winner there. That's my left side. I'm good. I'm good to go. This is what I can do. I can pitch to their side. It's not paying off right now, but it's really going to pay off in the future.
It blows my mind, first of all, that Rufino sounded like he was driving around on the Beltway somewhere, that he could be listening in his car, you know, with his Bluetooth on his radio.com app in Washington, D.C., to Ben and Woods in San Diego.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely insane. What would you say, Woodsy, is an area that you would like to see Manny Machado improve on? I mean, there's no baseball player who's perfect, and he's still young enough that there is room to improve. Where would you like to see Manny step up his game in the next, you know, few years of this contract with the Padres? Yeah,
that's a really good question. I watch as much Manny Machado as anybody in this city. He's my favorite player. I mean, he's my favorite. I love Tatis Jr., but Manny Machado is my guy.
I mean, strikeout rate, players of that caliber.
I also watch Aaron Judge. I mean, like,
he's where
I love Aaron
probably
Judge.
Probably should be
right.
I mean, is it, you know, as I said, the grounding into double plays?
Dude, what, I watch his swing.
What, the average to be higher? So, what, line drive rate, exit velocity? What is it that you'd like to see Manny improve on?
It's,
because you can't complain about a guy if you can't say what it is that you want to see more
if of. If I say nothing, is that an honor? That's how I feel. As I told you, I watched all these highlights from his time in Baltimore, and the swing looks the same. The defense looks as good. The arm looks as good as it's ever been. The range is still there. He's not getting the pitches to hit. He's not doing as much when he gets a pitch to hit. I've seen him miss balls that he used to pummel, and I don't know what it is. We don't know what's going on. It's one fraction of a hair off sometimes. And so I will, honest to God, and I really mean this, nothing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to fall. Balls are going. The ball last night, the guy made a ridiculous play on, that ball falls last year for Manny Machado. It's a hit instead of an out.
I wonder, and we got to wrap this up because Mark Grant's coming up. I wonder, as the Padres get more developed, more competitive, when there's better offense around him, 100%, even more in the lineup,
man.
You know, your pitchers can't be as careful then with Manny, as they've been pretty darn careful with Manny Machado all year. He gets a lot of first pitch sliders. You know, hey, we're not throwing a fastball to Manny Machado. We're not stupid. But if you've got two guys already on base and you can't fall behind in the count.
And you don't want to walk him because you got so-and-so behind him to clean house.
Well,
so
Mark made a good point on Twitter. He said the second spot in the lineup has benefited a lot this year from Manny being in the third spot.
No doubt.
I mean, Will Myers got off to that start at the beginning of the season because he was hitting right in front of Manny Machado.
And Manny kind of struggled a little bit out of the gate. Yep. So, yeah, it's exactly right. I'm said it before, I'll say it again. He's my smallest worry on the San Diego Padres is Manny Machado.
We'll talk a little bit about this with Mark Grant, one of the member of the best TV baseball team, according to Awful Announcing, in America. That was just released yesterday. He is going to join us next on Ben and Woods, the Great Mud, with us on 97.3 The Fan. I think in San Diego, we already knew that they were the best in baseball, but it is always nice to get outside confirmation.
Yeah, I feel like we get hosed a lot.
Of something that we know, and that is Mark Grant and Don Arcillo are fantastic. We will chat with Mudd here in a second on our SDCCU fan hotline.
Softly lined and caught by Tatis! Up into the air! A spectacular catch by Tatis! Times his lead perfectly and brings it in!
You are a cartoon character, kid. Come on. Who makes that play?
Fernando Tatis Jr., that's who.
This is unbelievable. Get up there.
It is that kind of subtle insight on Fox Sports San Diego that makes them what they are. It is our pleasure to welcome on our SDCCU fan hotline one of our favorites. It's great to have him back on Ben and Woods. He is Mark Mudcat Grant. Mark, good morning. How are you doing, Mud?
I am such a clown and such a homer.
Don't you hate when you hear it back? If I'm driving around and I hear one of my commercials, it makes me vomit. I have vomit in my hand. I can't stand the sound of my own voice, Mud.
Well, it's all over the front of my shirt right now.
Mud, you got to be doing something right, though. I mean, you don't get named the number one television broadcast team in baseball by Awful Announcing. And I know it sounds like a bad website, but it's not. I mean, they had thousands and thousands and thousands of votes on this, and you guys have been coming in second. But this year, you passed the Giants, edged them out for number one. So, congratulations to you and Don and Mark Sweeney and the whole crew.
Yeah, I think the key you just mentioned is the whole crew. These are people that love dearly, love going to work with. Sween Dog, Mike Pomeranz, Andy Heilbrin, Bob Scanlon, Tim Stoffer, Steve, sometimes Tony Gwynn Jr. Am I forgetting anybody? Because I'll be a real clown if I don't.
Chiron Bob
Wiersdorfer. Yeah, but you know what, though? It's great. You know, you hear stories around the league about, you know, so-and-so doesn't get along with so-and-so or whatever. And it's like, really? So how does that not happen? And first of all, thanks to all the people who took time to vote for our team. It is quite an honor. I'm not going to lie to you because I have the utmost respect for, you know, the circuits and their teams, broadcast teams, because they're good. They're good. And, you know, we get to know these guys.
All right, Mark, we gotta give you a little call back. Put them on hold for a second. We're just having a little in and out trouble with the cell phone there. So we will get Mark Grant back on the line, hopefully a little better connection. But, yeah, this was like a – in depth, as I mentioned, they had over 1,300 votes for each team, and they were basically asked to give a letter grade to their own team broadcasters, A, B, C, D, or F, and they average it like a grade point average.
Question.
And the Padres team came out number one on the list.
Did you vote?
I did not. I even didn't see that it was going on.
I did.
So, you did?
Voted.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
What grade did you give them?
A.
B?
A.
C?
No, you know I'm a tough grader. I gave them an A because they're phenomenal. but I did give the Diamondbacks announcers an F.
Which you're allowed to do.
I gave, I believe it was the...
Torpedo some other teams' rankings as well if you want.
I gave the Giants announcers an F because
that
I knew...
That could be the difference.
Because I knew
so
they were good.
Close.
I knew they were good.
They do love their broadcasters up
good.
In San Francisco.
They are good.
Yeah.
What is it? Mike Kruko?
Yeah. Kiper and Kruko.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. But
Dave Fleming. Yeah, they're a good team up there.
I played the averages there on that one for our guys. But yeah, Bob Brenly got a big, fat, resounding F for
us. We got Mark back on the SDCCU fan hotline. Mark, Woodsy was just telling us how he actually rigged it a little bit. He gave the Giants announcers an F just to help you guys out a little bit.
I did. I really, really did.
Well, sorry for the bad connection at the double wide here out in Alpine.
No worries.
The tin can and string on the fritz a little bit, so I had to adjust.
It's fine. Great job, number one broadcaster. Can't even get a clean connection. That's really
yeah,
well done.
I know.
Well
but
done.
You know what, though? I was saying, I think what I was saying before when I got cut off, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the other teams, broadcast teams. You get to know them, and it's a tough job. And I thank all the people who took the time to vote for Don and I and Swings and the whole crew. You know, it's an honor, and I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't. And I'm just so lucky to be in the position I am to go to the ball yard each and every day and work with these people because they're pros. And, you know, I think we do a great job of giving you the best telecast that we can from the production crew and everybody in the truck. And it's to entertain, it's to teach, it's to inform. And I think, you know, I think as, you know, I talk about my waistline quite a bit being well-rounded, I think our telecast is well-rounded as well.
It is. And I couldn't believe that Orsillo missed the Trading Places reference.
Oh.
I'm screaming at my television.
Where's Beaks? Well, what I really wanted to drop was, we'll rendezvous in the orange section of the parking lot, and then hold on a second. But you know, it's a family show, and I couldn't say what Beak says to that woman by the phone.
Yeah, by the phone.
Right.
It was. I was again, and Don gets most of them. But I'll tell you, I'm a lot like you, and Don's a lot like Ben. Where I say something, and Ben looks at me with this blank stare, and I'm we're the same age. We should have been watching the same movies growing up. We clearly did not, but it is a great chemistry.
Thank you. And you should see Don sometimes. Like, I'll throw out a reference, and I think I threw out a Rush reference the other day when Naylor hit the home run.
Yeah, you did.
Said, Geddy Lee is smiling ear to ear, and I said something like, fly by night away from here or something. He kind of looked at me like I had 18 heads, and it was like, and I wish we had a two box the whole game to where people can see what is actually going on. Because when there's dead silence for like 30 seconds or 45 seconds, it's like I'm either hitting him in the knee or the elbow with a baseball, or he's trying to hit me in the neck with his fist or something. It's like two children, school kids, just on the playground, like getting under each other's skin.
I can relate. I can relate. That Ben and I have a lot of that same situation.
Though, honestly, yeah, but we know we never miss a pitch. We never miss a play. We and I think we're dialed in. Thanks to, of course, and you guys know this, but like the guys in the truck and stuff keeping us in line and keeping us, you know, what we're going to do and stuff like that. So it's a team effort,
no
doubt about
it. That's the thing. I mean, if you're all yucks, you're not going to win over the hardline baseball fans. You won't be number one. So you got to find that right balance between having fun and satisfying the hardcore baseball fans too.
Yeah, and that's the way I was. I think, you know, that's the way I've been my whole life. I mean, being a, you know, I played all sports growing up as a kid, and I wanted to win. I wanted to beat the other team. I wanted to beat the other guy, and all through high school and then the minor leagues. But, you know, then there comes a time when there's, you know, it's time to have fun and yuck it up. But, you know, first and foremost thing is to keep the viewers informed and tell them a little bit about our guys and the other team. And hopefully the game dictates itself to where it's a good game, to where the game will tell the story and we could just kind of sprinkle a little flavor to it. So that's our intent every time we hit the air.
Let me have you chime in on a topic that we've been discussing this hour. Tom Verducci wrote in Sports Illustrated about Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, whether they're living up to their deals mm-hmm. here in the first year. And kind of the consensus that he wrote was no on Bryce Harper and not quite for Manny Machado. But as we discussed it, it's like, well, what else do you want to see from Manny? It's kind of tough. What do you think of Manny's first season as a Padre?
Well, I had high expectations for Manny, like everybody else. Of course, you know, you talk about the contract, and he's the best player out there, the free agent guy. And I think with the number, as far as the contract and the spotlight on him being the free agent during the offseason, you know, expectations are very, very high. I mean, are we expecting him to hit 320? Are we expecting him to hit 50 home runs already? I think the main thing is that I think Manny Machado has done what Manny Machado does best. I think as the summer goes on and the season goes on, he's gotten better. You know, defensively, he's been great. And, you know, there's been some miscues. There's going to be miscues all over the place. But I think that through time, he's going to be that impact player. Like Tatis Jr. is going to be that impact player. Hopefully the Padres next year in the standings creep up to where it's either a wild card or contention for the division. And Manny is that guy. You know, it was a tough go-around in Baltimore for many, many years for him, and now he's on a team that is on the right path, and hopefully as the team gets better, I mean, he's always been good, but I think as the team gets better, he can be that impact player to where he kind of carries a team. But I think this team has a few guys that can be that impact player to carry a team, and when you get that going, and you get some decent pitching, hopefully, next year, and better pitching, I should say, because we're seeing some growth of some pitchers as well. I think that can just come all into play, and Manny can be that really, really huge impact player along with a few other guys on that team.
We're talking to the great Mark Grant here on Ben & Woods. The great Mark Grant. I wanted to ask you, too, one of the narratives this season, and the reason I bring it up is we spent a segment this morning talking about the brawl that happened 35 years ago yesterday. The Braves, Padres, just incredible. If you like baseball brawls, that's the one. I was going to ask you a couple things. Number one, when you were playing, did you take it upon yourself to know when the situation presented itself to protect another one of your players? Or is that something that had to be kind of given from on high?
No, it was pretty much yourself, although there was a time my major league debut, I was told some guy, it was Ron Oster, to be honest with you, he was airing me out. I got him out, popped him up, and he was airing me out in the dugout, and he was yelling at me, and just, you know, I was 20 years old, my major league debut with the Giants, and I came in the dugout, you know, I was concentrating on trying to, you know, pitch and throw strikes and win a ball game, and Joel Youngblood and Scott Thompson were teammates of mine. They said, hey, when Oster comes up next time, hey, you know, kind of throw inside on him. You know, let him know because he was all over you, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So the next time he comes up, I hit him in the ribs. And bench is cleared and, you know. But the point is there are times when, you know, teammates will probably give a little inclination or a subtle nudge to where. And then, you know, there are the guys who are the veteran guys who are around for a while and, you know, the great story of Don Drysdale, I remember Rick Monday telling me about Don Drysdale. His philosophy was, you know, if one of my guys gets knocked down, two of yours gets knocked down. And Rick added a little extra to that. I just found out a few years ago. He said, because I always thought it ended there. And what Drysdale actually said was, one of my guys gets knocked down, two of your guys gets knocked down, and you let me know when you've had enough. So that was That was the way Don Drysdale did. But, you know, this day and age when, you know, warnings and stuff like that, you know, it happens. And usually I think it's a thing that happens with the player itself. You can just see the way it's going to be, you know,
how it's going
play out to where they take action.
Mon, I wanted to ask you about Ian Kinsler. He He breathed some life into a kind of a long game last night with a, mm-hmm. a pitching appearance and a home run. For whatever reason, you know, Padres fans have kind of some of their anger and frustration has been taken out on Ian Kinsler, who had a bad start and it was a frustrating go and didn't really, you know, endear himself to fans early.
Sure.
Where do you see him now? His place on the roster? I mean, is he going to be around through the next year of his contract? What do you see from him behind the scenes when you talk to him in the clubhouse?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm not a general manager and would never want to be a general manager or a manager because, you know, Ian Kinsler has had a really good career. He's one hit shy of 2,000, which is quite an accomplishment. I think what happened earlier this year, he took it upon himself and apologized and said it wasn't the right thing to do. Okay, so it's water under the bridge. I'm a very forgiving guy. And for a guy who's in his position to see what's happening before him, because let's face it, you know, there are youngsters, Luis Urias, they're given an opportunity to. He's going to get a lion's share of playing second base. It's been a while since Ian Kinsler has started a game. You know, here and there he'll start a game. And every time I see Ian in the clubhouse, I, you know, give him greetings and, hey, how you doing? Maybe talk to him a little bit. And cause I'm not one of these guys who's going to, you know, hunker down next to a guy and kind of just, you know, waste 15 minutes of his time talking to me. But I think after what happened earlier this year and now seeing what he has to endure as far as seeing the youngsters and not getting a lot of playing time, I think he's handling it like a pro. And I think that because he's been around a long time, he realized the situation. He was probably, you know, obviously he was a young player back in the day and probably saw the veteran guy on his team. And he probably got a chance. And that veteran player, the way he handled it. So, hey, it's a tough go-around. It's a tough gig. You know, this guy's been playing Major League Baseball for a long, long time. And to go through something like this to where you think it might be the end of the line, it's tough for anybody.
You know, everyone starts Major League Baseball as a young player, Mutt, except for Woodsy, one guy, oldest rookie in baseball.
Oh, Pete Alonso, 47 years old.
Everyone starts young except Pete Alonso, who's the 47-year-old rookie.
Nobody knows that. But he is 47 years old. In fact, I have it on good authority. He's actually 47 years old.
Yeah, that's have his birth certificate or something?
I know.
Just look at the guy.
I look at him, number one. And my uncle went to high school. They used to listen to Billy Squier working on their Camaros in the driveway.
Billy Squier?
Yeah, Billy Squier, the stroke. You know the stroke. Yeah, but that's going to be this argument that we're going to have here for the next couple of months. It's already kind of wearing me out because to me it's such a no-brainer. Five tools versus one tool.
Yeah.
As far as the rookie of the year goes, I don't care what place your team is. It has nothing to do with anything. Who is the best rookie? The mm-hmm. best rookie is Fernando Tatis Jr.
It's not the RVP, the rookie guy who will play. This one's just the rookie of the year.
Yeah. Very valid points. And I even made it, points of that the other day. And I think it was on Saturday. I can't remember. But I totally agree. You know, the East Coast bias, he won the home run derby. That's great. Hey, Pete Alonso, don't get me wrong.
Good player.
Very good player. Very, very good player. Having a great year. The home runs are sexy. The RBIs are sexy. And what Fernando has against him is, of course, the 5 weeks or so where he was out. But I look at, and you know what, shame on the writers if they solely, and I'm not saying every writer does this, but it's so subjective. You got to look at the whole body of work.
Yes.
His base running, his glove, his attitude, what he brings to the team. Sure, the Padres are 22 and a half, whatever, games out. But look, what 20-year-old makes a big league team and then over the course of the early part of the season comes with a sign after getting a base hit as the sugarcane chop, and the whole team is buying in.
And the minor leagues are now doing it. Our affiliates in the minors are doing it. The kid is infectious.
Yeah, so his influence on the team, it's just been incredible. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. We've seen good rookies be on the team and produce and have good seasons. But the impact all the way around for Fernando has just been unbelievable. And when you look at it, last night when he made that play, I said, you know, Pete Alonso doesn't make that play. Well, of course he doesn't because he doesn't play shortstop, but you get
but
what
also
I mean.
On a ladder, you know, right, he doesn't make that play on a ladder. And but, the Mets minor leaguers, just as it turns out, you know, our minor leaguers are doing the chop. They're actually going through male pattern baldness all down through all of the affiliates, St. Pete or wherever they are. It's great. Port St. Lucie or wherever right. the Mets are right now.
So. But you gotta look at the whole body of work, and I think that's something that Fernando possesses. He's just not one-dimensional. So
That's God, my he's fun story. To watch. He's By so the way, fun to watch.
Isn't he?
My God.
Mutt, I apologize for my co-host making bald jokes.
It's oh, yeah. Sorry. Totally insensitive. My bad.
I'm bald and I'm proud.
Mutt, thank you so much. Congratulations on the awful announcing honor. Best broadcast team in baseball.
Believe
we
all, it.
We already knew it here in San Diego, but it's good to hear it out loud. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, guys, and thanks to everybody who took the time to vote. And you guys keep in touch with yourselves.
Mark Grant on our SDCCU fan hotline.
Give each other $20.
SDCCU has low mortgage rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply today at SDCCU.com. Yet if it was all yucks, they wouldn't be number one. They know their baseball.
They really handle
their baseball when they need to, and they have fun when they can.
Oh, they're so good.
Makes them so great. Just quickly, don't forget you can experience an afternoon of barbecue, bourbon, and blues coming up this Sunday, August 18th, 3 to 6 at the Center, home of Lexus Escondido, award-winning Abby's Texas Barbecue, and bourbons by Sazerac on hand. We'll go to our events page at 973thefansd.com for early bird discount tickets while they last. We are done for today. Tomorrow on Ben and Woods, we're going to have Cal Quantrill. He's going to start tomorrow's game. We're going to go out and talk to him at the park this afternoon.
Yes, we are. Excited to
breakout player here in the second half of the season. Get to know him a little bit better. So definitely looking forward to that. That's tomorrow on Ben and Woods. We are done for today. Great job by the whole crew. The Hammer, assistant producer, executive producer, Paul Reindl. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. Jim Rome Show is next here on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.